Police thought about charging organisers of the Black Lives Matter marches in June because COVID-19 restrictions weren't followed. A subsequent briefing to the police minister said the consideration to arrest protesters shouldn't be made public. In the end, with thousands attending the march, police backed away from pressing any charges. Ben Strang reports.
When George Floyd was killed by police officers in Minneapolis in the last week of May, it sparked global protest. In Auckland, more than 10,000 people turned out for the Black Lives Matter march on the 1st of June. At that time, New Zealand was at COVID-19 alert level 2, which meant gatherings of no more than 100 people and strict social distancing had to be adhered to in public places. As the police said in their briefing for the police minister, Stuart Nash, that didn't happen during the rallies.
Consistent with police's education-first approach, police spoke with local organisers prior to the events and reminded them of their obligations under COVID-19 restrictions. The organisers advised they had plans and guidelines in place. However, these guidelines were not followed.
The morning after the marches, the Deputy Prime Minister, Winston Peters, was calling for the organisers to be charged. He said if they weren't, the country should have immediately dropped to alert level 1. We now know it was something the police seriously considered, but decided the possibility of laying charges was not for public release. Community advocate Gulad Meyer says police made the right call in not charging organisers.
The organisers themselves had gone through great lengths to try and ensure that social distancing rules and so forth were endorsed at the event. But ultimately, you know, when you have 10,000 people that show up to a rally that was organized in less than 2 days, which, you know, I don't think anybody had anticipated that many people showing up in the first place. What can you expect, right?
Gulad Meyer says organisers didn't take the decision to run the marches lightly, given the threat of COVID-19. But the unequal treatment of people of colour has been a disease for far longer than COVID-19, and Mr. Meyer says it's bigger than the pandemic.
I don't think anybody had envisioned that many people turning up in New Zealand. It was great that it happened, and I guess, you know, it's a lesson that we can learn from in terms of in the future, should this pandemic not slow down, how else are we able to exercise our democratic rights is something that we should all be thinking about.
The police say their role is to ensure safety and to uphold the law, and people have a lawful right to protest. While charges were considered, a police spokesperson said in a statement that it wasn't appropriate.
We determined to take an educative approach with organisers on this occasion. Organisers of these events made an effort to ensure participants complied with Alert Level 2 guidelines. It was an unfortunate reality with the numbers of people who attended that this quickly became impractical.
The police said efforts to enforce Level 2 restrictions would have caused tension during a peaceful protest and would not have enhanced physical distancing guidelines. They say they've talked to organisers since and reiterated an educational approach. For Morning Report, Ben Strang.